Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Samach Gimel, Nida 63a, pagination is 125. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, probably about 10 lines up, Masnisin at the Mishnah. We're going to have a series of sessions regarding vestos. A vest is a time of the woman's cycle where we anticipate that she's going to have her period. Now, in traditional, just the way we normally take that, is that it's going to impose a restriction between husband and wife in that intimacy during that time period where the period is anticipated is going to be forbidden. If that time passes and she didn't have her period, then they're back in permitted status again. It's not like we say, well, for sure she became a Nida. It's nothing like that at all. It's just that it's the anticipated time for the period to come. There are specific requirements, like we're mentioning, no intimacy. There's discussion regarding same bed, hugging, kissing, all of those things are a discussion. Actual harchakos are not required, handing things to one another, for example. And some sort of bidika, an internal check to verify whether this is indeed occurring as anticipated or not, will be done. Now, there is a side benefit to vestos in that as much as the woman is tahar and currently has a cheskes taira throughout her days when she is tahar, but there's an awareness that that is subject to change. And it just puts her on some level, even if it's the back burner, but aware that that could change and she has a vest. And before mikveh night, she should already do the calculation of when the next cycle is anticipated. So that's the way it's dealt with in basic tradition, Jewish observance. First reaction on the topic of vestos is a restriction. During a certain time period, intimacy is restricted. In Talmudic literature, as we've noticed in Meseches Nida, we're dealing a lot with Truma and Taira type of topics. If the woman is working with Teruma and we need to verify that she's been Tahora throughout, so the first Mishnah of Nida dealt with the concept of date back, maybe as far as the last 24 hours, maybe more, maybe less, etc. But we have the idea that if she's yesh la vest, if she has a steady time to see, then we can rely on that. And that's when she's seeing, and not assume that it happened earlier at some unknown time and compromise all kinds of foodstuffs that she was working with. It's worth mentioning that in the concept of vestos, it's understood that women had very regulated systems to the point that within the hour for sure of the specific day, they were able to anticipate when the vest was coming. Certainly the day of the month was very regular, or whatever other system her body was following. Nowadays, presumably because of the busyness and lack of serenity of society, the fluctuations of vestos are very pronounced. I am told, though, that often when the same women who are very in flux during their formative years, when they're very busy, finishing off schooling, starting a family, running off to work, when some of those things stabilize in their lives, their vestas actually do become much more kavua, is the word for a steady period. As opposed to a vest she'eno kavua, a time that's being anticipated, but it's not regular. It hasn't happened three times consecutively so that we're really confident that this is the date. It's just the last date was the 20th of the month. So we're going to deal with that in the following month in many cases. Let's look at the Mishnah. Kol isha she'yesh la vest. Any woman that has a vest, she has a regular time to see, daya shaita. It's enough to deal with that time when the period was expected, and we do not have to do date back if she was working with teruma. Ve'elu eina vestos, and these are examples of vestos. Mifahekes, if she stretches in a certain way, ma'ateshes, she sneezes in a certain application, v'choshashas b'fei kresa, she's getting a certain pain at a certain part of the abdomen, or v'shifulei me'eha. These are descriptions. This is not talking about your routine stomach ache or something. These were known vestas, a certain experience where at a certain point of the body or a certain behavior was exhibited and indicated that the vest was here. V'chein kayotze behen, and anything similar, v'chosha kavala shalosha pa'amim, if it happened three times, hareza vest, that's considered a vest, as we're saying, a vest kavua. The Gemara asked, Tinyana chadazimna, we learned this once before, kol isha sheyesh la vest ayashaita, the first daf of the Masechta. And the Gemara answers, hasam bevestas de yome, over there we were talking about vestas of days. For example, the 15th of the month to the next 15th of the month. Hacha bevestas de gufa. Over here we're talking about behaviors that are exhibited. As a partial aside, but it's actually quite practical, there's a discussion regarding birth control pills, for example, which somewhat regulate the period. I say somewhat because very often the women report that from the time they take the last genuine pill before they work on to the end of the cycle, the placebos, the vitamin pills, whatever they are. So from the last real pill, they say that it takes, between 2 and 4 days. And she gets the period quite reliably. And quite reliably is interesting expression, because in halacha, we're looking for an ona. An ona is either a day or a night out of a 24-hour period. If a woman is hitting even the same day, but not hitting consecutively the day or the night of that calendar date, that's still not our clear vest kavua. Vest kavua is hitting the same day, and it's either the day or the night. And a person who says, well, we have a reliable vest somewhere between 2 and 4 days after the stop of the pill, that's really not a vest kavua yet. So what role outside regulation, similar to eating an unusual food, might have is a significant matter of discussion in halacha. On Amud Beis, for example, Abaye talks about 12 lines down, the beginning of a line, Achla shum v'ro'asa. If she eats garlic and she has her period, Achla bitzalim v'ro'asa. She eats onions and she has her period. What's the halacha going to be in such a case? Now, the concept of vestis is found on the bottom of Amud Beis. We're about 8 lines up. V'hizhartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum asam. You should warn. You should make a distance from the Toma. Mikan amar Rabbi Yirmiyah azhara l'v'nei Yisrael sheyifrishu m'neshoseyem samach levestan, that the husbands are commanded to separate from their wives, from intimacy, near the proper time of the period being anticipated. Vikama, and how much time? Amar Rava, ona. Rava says we're talking about an ona, and as we explained, either the day or the night of that date when the period is anticipated. So there's a lot more to develop here, but let's stop there for today. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.